The hair of the child is black and wispy, spiked, really, and her half-moon of a mouth has broken into a tentative smile that shows the bottom row of her small teeth. That smile has sent crinkles dancing along the brow of the child's brown face. The lively, close-set eyes look at the viewer as though to say, "Hey, let's play!" This astonishing picture appeared recently on the cover of the National Geographic magazine. It's an artist's rendering of what the 3.3-million-year-old child, whose bones were recently found in Ethiopia, might have looked like. The small group of bones, about as big as a cantaloupe, according to the article by Christopher Sloan about this discovery, was found in a place called Dakika. Dakika is in a part of Ethiopia that is very close to where the remains of the now-famous Lucy skeleton was found in 1974. And the child, let's call her Little One, belongs to the same ancient hominin species, Australopithecus afarensis, as her older, larger relative. But there is more to the child's skeleton than any other of her species, including Lucy, that has been found so far. A complete skull, ribcage, foot, leg, and arm bones. What these pieces tell us is that Little One could walk on two legs. Most importantly, the implications of the size of her brain seem to suggest that she would have been at the start of a longer and more necessarily sheltered childhood than those of, say, gorillas or monkeys. Little One probably lost her life in an ancient accident in a riverbed. A flood may have buried her under silt and thus preserved much of the skeleton. It took the lead scientist of the expedition, Zeresine Alemseged, 5 years to carefully remove the sandstone that had fossilized around the tiny skull and bones. Based on the size of her teeth, the research team thinks she was about 3 years of age. She could, if necessary, have spent some of her day in trees, hanging from branches, but she does not have an opposable big toe for grasping, like apes. This meant that she probably had to be carried and that her mother would have needed help from her group to find enough food for them both, which in turn may suggest the emergence of a social order, which could well have included a rudimentary form of speech. Putting the pieces of this evolutionary puzzle back together are, of course, highly speculative, but it just may be that these tiny fragments of ancient life are suggesting something profoundly fascinating and important. Those early stirrings of that state that we call childhood.